inquisitory questioning of what's going on in your body, and this is the right place to be. Weekend Connection to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, courtesy of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Every weekend at this time, we spend a couple of hours probing into what's going on with you and your health, health news, the medical information that has come out during the week that Ken has researched. Dr. Ken is known around the country as a trained medical scientist. Excuse me, he's been practicing cardiology for a long time down in Central Florida. He is well educated with all kinds of degrees from all kinds of universities, but his best education is having practiced for a long time, having encountered lots and lots of different circumstances and scenarios. So you can count on him to have an answer to whatever your question is that you may dial in right now. 888-553-7536. That's 888-55 Dr. Ken. We'll give you information about not only the things that have happened news-wise this week in terms of medical information, the healthcare policies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes we have interesting anecdotal side note questions and comments about what's going on in the real world. In my real world this week, Ken, I had two procedures. Went to, after, you know, we've talked about this on the air and certainly off the air, you've been a great help. I had, became very, very ill after eating some very bad food in February, early February. And I was sicker than I've been for 25 years. Stomach really turned inside out, upside down. And as a result of that, I haven't felt really well. I hadn't felt at my best for a couple, 3 months. So having consulted with you and several others, it seemed that the important or intelligent thing to do is to have an endoscopy. Is that what they call it?
Endoscopy.
Endoscopy. There we go. I got to pronounce it the right way. I had an endoscopy. And then because it's been 10 years since I had a colonoscopy, get that at the same time. So
you had a periscope put down from the top and from the bottom and a good view of your intestines and stomach from top to bottom.
Right. And so all of the things that we've talked about that were a part and parcel of what was bothering me seemed to make sense once I got the results of the upper GI endoscopy.
You want me to guess? Because you and I have not talked yet.
Yeah, go ahead. Guess. That's a good idea.
I would imagine that there's some irritation in your upper from your upper endoscopy. They saw some gastritis or esophagitis would be my guess.
I have an ulcer.
It's even gone one step beyond.
Yes. Yeah. I really was pretty surprised, actually. I should send you these pictures, which are pretty interesting, looking at the tube. And they took, let's see, how many pictures did they take? It looks like they took 12
pictures.
But
that is consistent because, you know, that's the optimist in me was hoping it had not gone to that one step further because you've been having symptoms like that that just haven't gone away with some basic treatment. So I think that's consistent with what you've been complaining of.
Well, this is information for people who may be going through this. You have gas, acid indigestion, gas oral, anal gas, those sorts of things. This is a procedure that you ought to have done. I have, it's interesting because I'm looking at pictures of the esophagus, and it shows the esophagus from they take it in thirds, and it's all normal. Once you get into the stomach, however, there are a little, not big, but little sort of crevices or cracks, it looks like. They call it the gastric fundus, whatever the heck that is. But anyway, the most of the stuff was normal. It was interesting, again, to look at the pictures. I haven't seen pictures of the inside of my body since I looked at some of the stuff, pictures that you took down there, and they weren't of the inside. But it's obvious.
Well, we didn't go inside your stomach.
No.
But we went inside the rest of your body.
It shows that I have an inflamed lining of the esophagus also right where the flapper valve is going up into the...
Well, that was my first guess. That's right. Esophagitis.
Right, yep. Gastritis, esophagitis, and an ulcer. And basically,
well, I was 2 out of 3. That's not too bad.
Yeah, no, you did fine. Basically, what they told me to do was take Prozac.
Which
is over-the-counter stuff.
Acid suppressor.
Right, yeah. I've always had a lot of acid in my stomach for whatever the reason, and I've tried during my life.
I hope you're adhering to their suggestions.
Yeah, I am. Good. Wasn't there's also another, Prozac, and there's another one that begins with a pre-something or other. Isn't there the same that you gave me once?
Prevacet.
Isn't it the same thing?
Yes.
More or less same thing? Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Prevacet is aimed at basically getting rid of the acid that's in your stomach. And so my alkaline, I said this earlier, well, I don't know. Yeah, it was earlier in the week when I was talking about it, when I knew what was going on. People ought to have a pH tester, those little strips, and check their alkalinity and acidity. If you have acidity that's over 6.4, I think it is, or 6.5, you want to try to do something to normalize that acidity, because it's not good to have that. Your body likes to be alkaline, not acidic, right?
Yes. So they put you on a medication to block acid production and promote healing. These are called proton pump inhibitors. People are aware of them as Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, Nexium, Acifix, just to name a few. There are a couple of others. And sometimes we put people on also H2 blockers. People are familiar with these, such things as Zantac and Pepcid. And also, as you're mentioning right now, sometimes we use antacid to neutralize stomach acid.
And antacid, which would be what?
This would be something like Mylanta.
Uh-huh.
And this is sometimes added to the concoction.
Right. Well, I give you that information because hopefully it'll be helpful to people, encouraging folks to get these tests. If you have the same feeling, mine came about as a result of just horrible vomiting for a 24-hour period, and it disrupted everything that was in my stomach. So even though some of those signs might have been there, this exacerbated them, and it's easy to be pretty uncomfortable if you got a lot of gas.
And I want you to talk to your GI doctor about whether you're going to need a follow-up endoscopy to confirm healing.
Yeah, I didn't ask that, and he didn't suggest it, but I get it. Well, actually, in the paperwork, they sent you so much paperwork now. It's
welcome
really
to my world.
Interesting how much paperwork. And the lady, they were wonderful people. I had it done at Newton Wellesley Hospital in suburban Boston.
Did they check you for H. pylori?
Yes. Yeah. Well, remember I had that before. Remember you sent me to a guy down in Florida who found that I had some H. pylori, and it was sort of taken care of. They didn't see any evidence of that.
But they have that test cooking right now, and I would imagine they repeated it.
Yeah, I didn't ask any more.
And you're not taking any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs right now?
No, I don't. You know me. I don't.
But
I'd stay far away from that.
Aspirin right now. We're going to talk about aspirin because this is a great lead-in into the FDA's comment this week about aspirin, which is kind of confusing everybody.
All right. Well, let's get to that in a matter of moments. Lots of other updates as well. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, ready for your calls at 888-553-7536. What's going on in your body that makes you uncomfortable? With whom have you spoken this week about some medical procedure or medical problem, and you feel like you need to have a second opinion? This is the place to go. Help yourself. And all the questions that get asked are very helpful. We have about what amounts to 300,000 people each quarter hour listening to this program. So if you figure it out, that's about 1 million people an hour tune in and out in the various methods that we have of getting the program to your radio and tune in radio and radio online and whatever other elements there are. So you'll be helping somebody else when you help yourself. That's really the bottom line. Don't be afraid. Give us a good, succinct story and then ask a question and we'll get to you. 888-553-7536. I also have the results of an interesting investigation that I read online about cancer. First, however, a question about your hair and whether or not it's coming out and you're worried, perhaps because you think it's some kind of a medical problem. Most of the time, it really isn't, as Ken explains.
If you're one of the millions of American men and women suffering from thinning hair, listen carefully. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, proven to work on the main three causes of hair thinning safely and without the side effects of prescription medications. Donna from Tampa, Florida says, I love this product. I had a problem with hair thinning, especially in the front. Your product is definitely helping, and I'm on my second order now. It makes my hair seem fuller and much more manageable. It's not oily, and I enjoy using it. Say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Provia is safe for colored and treated hair, too. And right now, when you order Provia today, you receive the brand-new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results, absolutely free.
And here is the way you get Provia and thus get your hair back. You dial 800-543-5817. Yep, to stop hair loss now, use this product, Provia, 800-543-5817. Direct to the manufacturer. You don't want to have to go to the middleman. That is the big department stores where they have all of the products out there. They're going to charge you a 30 to 40% markup. That's why this is the way to get Provia for both men and women. 800-543-5817. Remember, it's guaranteed or your money back. 800-543-5817. The product is called Provia.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Hi, Dr. Ken is here, 888-553-7536. As Ken said, with my discussion, by the way, the aspirin that you take is very good for your colon. It keeps it nice and pink and healthy. However, it may not be good for other things. The FDA created some controversy this week by saying what, Ken?
Well, Bayer, the maker of Bayer aspirin, made a request to the FDA to allow the company to add a statement to the label of Bayer aspirin that aspirin prevents the first heart attack as opposed to the second heart attack. But the FDA says there simply is not data to support this claim. Instead, the FDA warns that risks like ulcers, as you talked about, and bleeding in the digestive tract or brain are too significant to warrant early use of aspirin, even in people with significant risk for heart disease. Doug, the same does not apply to those who have already suffered a heart attack. Once that has occurred, everyone agrees that an aspirin regimen is far more beneficial than risky, except if you have, like Doug just got diagnosed, a stomach ulcer. But other associations advise differently regarding early prevention, both the American Diabetes Association and the American Heart Association, and here's the controversy, recommend that people, especially those over the age of 50 to 60, should take a daily baby aspirin.
A baby aspirin, huh?
More significant risks are present, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. My
All
advice
right.
is...
Hold on, hold on, hold on to your advice. 21 at the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. isolation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
In Seoul, Dr. Ken is a cardiologist practicing in, Lake City, Florida, but it's Lake Cardio that's in Mount Dora, just outside of Orlando. Lots of people come there from all over the state, all over the southeast, all over the country, and all over the world. So if you would like to have a consult with Dr. Ken, help yourself to 352-735-1400 anytime during the week. This program is on during the weekend, but for those of you who listen to Dr. Ken, you want to try to take it to the next step. You're really concerned about something that's going on with your circulation, your blood, your heart, et cetera, et cetera. 352-735-1400. Our on-air number here is 888-553-7536. We're trying to be a little more, selective when it comes to a lot of the questions that come in. Please ask a good question after you've given us a good story about what it is that is bothering you. Ken and I are talking about the controversy regarding heart disease and aspirin. We'll get back to that in a second. As long as I'm talking with you about hearts, Ken, let's talk about Heart Factors Plus and why this is such a help in boosting everybody's nitric oxide levels and what that means. Perhaps this is something that can be used in place of aspirin to keep the heart working, or is it a different approach?
Well, to every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all-natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power.
All right, and here's how to get the power. You dial 800-621-6313. 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus, risk-free. If you call now, mention Dr. Ken, you get a free bottle. It's the best way to get blood into your muscles if you're working out. Keep them healthy and strong and big if you like them that way. Big heart muscle, big brain muscle. Get the blood into your brain so you don't have to worry about Alzheimer's and dementia, which is basically caused by not having enough blood flow to your brain as you get older. All this, 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. Listen to Dr. Ken, 800-621-6313. All right, let's go back to the discussion for a second of the FDA creating controversy this week, suggesting not everybody should take aspirin to prevent heart disease. I think you don't agree with that either, do you?
Well, let me simplify this, Doug. This is all about preventing the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack. And you have to differentiate between preventing the first heart attack versus preventing the second heart attack. That's after you've already had a heart attack. And everybody's in agreement that aspirin is extremely beneficial after you've had a heart attack to prevent the second heart attack. Where the challenge and the debate is how effective aspirin is at preventing the first heart attack. And the current belief among the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, is if you have two or more risk factors, especially if you're over the age of 50, that you need to think about a baby aspirin a day because it has great benefit in preventing a heart attack. We're talking about risk factors such as high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, elevated cholesterol, inactivity, and we're going to talk more about how important inactivity is. If you have two or more, please talk to your doctor about taking the baby aspirin a day to prevent the heart attack, but then you have to weigh it against the risk of possibly creating a bleeding problem, an ulcer in the stomach or in the intestines, or a bleeding problem into the brain, and really only the doctor can help you talk about the benefits of taking it versus the benefits of not taking it.
All right, so here's what I think makes good sense. Usually, excuse me, during the course of the program, there's a theme that develops, and it may be my discussion of having an ulcer after, and I want Ken to sort of, so you hear that word sometimes, you think, oh my God, that's horrible, but it really isn't, and Ken will explain why that is, but if you have ulcers, you've had a problem, you're wondering about it, this would be a good time to check in, because it's fresher on my mind, certainly, and Ken's, because he and I have talked about it, and he's got a lot of beneficial knowledge. So if you have questions about ulcers, amongst other things, help yourself to 888-553-7536. Tons of information to help support your medical success. Coming up as we continue here on Good Day Health, Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastley Farm. Just go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Is upon us, and so your opportunity to share thoughts, questions, concerned about your health are you better call us at 888-553-7536. I don't mean that as a warning. It would be best. How's that? It sound better, more gentle? It would be best if you call 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is on the road this weekend traveling to see his mother for Mother's Day. But he's, as are the rest of us, good soldiers. We are on the air live 52 weeks a year. No matter where I am, Ken is. Let's make sure that we get the information. We're talking about the aspirin guidelines.
Before you do that, I just want to give a shout-out to all the moms. This is Mother's Day weekend. Just tell you how much we all appreciate you all year round.
Wouldn't be much life if it weren't for moms. You and I wouldn't be here. 888-553-7536. Okay, so we're talking about the FDA and the new sort of ideas about aspirin, which not everybody agrees with. Gee, that's a surprise if we don't agree with the government. And then there is my experience having discovered this week through tests that I have an ulcer. Let's talk to Larry, who's in Anderson, Indiana, that is curious about ulcer treatments. Larry, go on. You're with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Hi, Larry.
Good. I went through the same thing you did, and I had an endoscopy and a colonoscopy.
Endoscopy and colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Down from the top and up from the bottom.
Stomach problems. And the doctor found that I had something called high pylori.
H pylori.
H pylori
is what you had.
H pylori. And I was treated with two antibiotics.
Well, Ken was curious as to, because I've had that before. Ken, why don't you explain maybe what I had before and probe into what this fellow has, because you told me off the air that I should be checking again to make sure that I don't have H. pylori again, as I did before. So go ahead, Ken.
Well, if you go back about a couple of decades, you would remember that everybody thought that ulcers in the stomach and intestines were due to too much acid, too much stress. But actually, the majority of them, probably most of them, are due to an infection, a bug, H. pylori. And this just revolutionized how we think about this whole problem. And when I was in medical school in the 70s and 80s, the thought of treating an ulcer with an antibiotic, I probably would have been expelled. And but that is now the way much of this is treated, and we use the drugs that we talked about earlier, the various types of classes of drugs for suppressing extra acid. But when we do these endoscopies, we also do tests for the bug H. pylori, and this needs to be treated effectively, and there's various concoctions of drugs that we use. And was yours successfully taken care of?
Larry?
Been dealing with it for over a year, especially when I ate spicy foods. And since I've had that treatment, I was given, like I said, I was given two antibiotics for about 12 days.
What were the antibiotics?
Huh?
Do you know what they were, the antibiotics?
I don't have the bottles anymore. I was trying to find my records before I got on the air, but I couldn't find them because this was 2 years ago.
Mm. All right, so what's your question for Ken?
That was my question about being, you know, the ulcer with antibiotics. Mm. And were you familiar with that?
Well, yeah, absolutely, Larry. Well, are you still suffering? Because there are treatment failures, and that's what I was talking about to Doug about whether his doctor was going to go back and do a repeat follow-up upper endoscopy to confirm healing. And if you're not fully healed, then you need to go get rechecked.
No, I'm fully healed.
Oh, great.
I don't have any problems at all.
These doctors had lost their mind giving you antibiotics for a stomach ulcer.
No, not an ulcer, but for H. pylori.
Well, the H. pylori is the infection that can lead to the ulcer. They did you very well. You're feeling better. You have good doctors.
Yes.
All right, so that's the story. You're doing well, Larry, and we wish you well. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Okay, he was in Indiana, the site of the MERS victim. A lot has been made of this in the news media, scaring a lot of people unnecessarily. We talked a little about this last week, Ken, explaining what the Middle East Respiratory, what is it, syndrome? I think that's what MERS stand for.
Exactly. Very good.
So how the heck could this be transmitted from a camel to a human unless the human is exchanging saliva, secretion, something? I mean, isn't that, it's kind of like the AIDS virus,
well,
isn't it?
I don't mean to be gross. I said this on the air this week, and everybody, you know, if you get a little, if you have a sensitive stomach and ears, you know, maybe back away a little bit, but you really want to stay away from camel snot, if you will, because this is what the science tells us. This was published this week in the medical journal Eurosurveillance, that a healthcare worker we know, as Doug was mentioning, had traveled to Saudi Arabia, was confirmed as the first American case of this Middle East respiratory virus, MERS, and everybody's wondering, how do you get this? Well, the research this week has confirmed that camels can transmit this deadly MERS virus to people. MERS levels are especially high in camels' eyes and noses, and people are most likely to be infected through contact with these sites, especially nasal discharge.
All right. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Stay away from camels, whether they be four-legged or whether they be cigarettes. 888 553-7536. Sharon, listening to KFWB in Los Angeles. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi. I am 52 years old right now. I had my first aortic dissection at 43.
What's an aortic dissection, Ken?
Sharon.
You want to tell us?
Hold on a second, Sharon. I want Ken to explain.
This is a tear in the inner wall of the aorta. The aorta is the main pipe where the blood exits from the heart, and the tear in the inner wall causes the blood to flow between the layers of the wall of the aorta, forcing the layers apart. You get this shear. The force just spreads it apart and tears the pipe apart. Think of a garden hose and the wall of the garden hose being put together with one layer on top of the other. That's how our big pipes in our body are. And once you get into those layers, the pressure just shears it apart. Is this pretty close to what happened?
Yes, it is. And then I had a second one in 2012.
Oh, bless your heart.
Finally decided that it was because my father had the same thing.
Yes,
but
you have
my father was older.
The pipe, think of a garden hose, think of the wall of the garden hose. It's put together in layers, and there's this connective tissue, this cement that holds it together. And your cement, doctors call it the connective tissue, is just not really strong. And this is an inherited genetic issue.
Yes, yes, that's what they finally decided. They asked me if I had been doing drugs or
it's genetic, and they tested me for that.
All right, hold on, Ken. We have the reason that it's difficult sometimes to hear on this phone system is because you can't really crosstalk. Somebody's going to answer the question and then move on to the other part of the question. What I think Sharon is asking is whether she should be on meds, and I'm surprised she's asking you this. Why haven't you asked your doctor? And if you have, Sharon, why are you asking Ken?
Let me mention two things you can do to prevent more of this, and everybody to prevent this, is you definitely want to control your blood pressure, and you may want to talk to your doctors about keeping your blood pressure a little lower. With my patients in a setting like this, instead of under 140 for the top number, I'm looking at the top number between 110 to 120 when you're fully relaxed, checked at home. And don't smoke. You want to maintain ideal body weight. You want to wear a seatbelt. This reduces the risk of traumatic injury to the chest in this area. And just stay up to date with your doctor visits.
All right, there you go, Sharon. That's what the doctor recommends. Thank you for your call, and hopefully you will be well for Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 888-553-7536 with some thoughts on PT9, as we've gotten some calls. We always get calls about the things, the products that we're talking about. People want to know what the number is. Please repeat it. What about PT9? Can I use it for this, that, or the other thing? There isn't a week that goes by that we don't have some sort of a story about prostate problems in men. Well, this product, PT9, is aimed at keeping you from having the problems that you hear about that get so bad as men get a little older. Why is this good? This is a good starting point for a lot of men to feed their prostate and keep it healthy, Ken, yeah?
This is great hope. Forget the nearest bathroom and waking up at night, guys, and say goodbye to never quite feeling relieved. Join the PT9 revolution and experience this incredible, all-natural prostate health formula that is bringing relief to thousands of aging men every single day. Listen to Larry from Maine, who is already building his supply of PT9. I'm on my second order now. My flow has improved and urgency decreased. Sleeping through the night is just as promised. Essentially uninterrupted, my energy level and libido have also improved. PT9, with all its benefits, healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels, is a product you'll never want to forget.
And here is how you get it. Listen up, for those of you who want to write the number down, 800-811-6931. I hear from people all the time sending emails. By the way, email address to Ken is drken@drkenshow.com or to doug@dougsteffen.com. And people, more often than not, well, I get questions about health, things that folks want me to pass along to Ken, but I also get questions about these numbers, and people say, you have so many numbers, how to remember them all. Well, I'll try to be as slow as I can and as clear as I can. PT9, 800-811-6931. Get a free bottle when you mention Dr. Ken with your order, or you can ask him about sort of doing a flip-flop or a switch. That is, order three bottles of Heart Factors Plus, and you get a free bottle of PT9, or order PT9 to get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. Either way, you're going to be in great shape. Keep yourself healthy. Feed your body well. 800-811-6931. And the benefit of this is you'll wake up rested and ready for a wonderful day if you're taking care of your prostate properly and feeding it. 800-811-6931 today.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Mother's Day is the second most popular occasion to give a gift of fine jewelry. Amanda Gizzi from the Jewelry Information Center shares some ideas to keep in mind while shopping.
When giving a gift this Mother's Day, you want it to be a lasting reminder of your love and appreciation, one that won't fade over time. With the gift of fine jewelry, she will be reminded of your love every time she wears it. With the proper care, its beauty will last for generations to come.
What are the top jewelry gifts this Mother's Day?
Bold, colored gemstones, non-traditional pearls, and personalized jewelry, especially those with engraving, are the top gifts this year. Start your Mother's Day shopping with a visit to your local reputable jeweler, like a member of Jewelers of America. All members are committed to upholding high ethical standards and can help you find the perfect gift for your mom.
To find more Mother's Day gift ideas and a reputable Jewelers of America member near you, log on to JIC.org. That's JIC.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hi, 13 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. You may reach us on the phone at 888-553-7536. I gave you the email address a minute or two ago. The MERS thing, let's go back to that for a second because it sort of reminds me of some other things that have been in the news that have been misreported, overreported, too much scare. This fellow, the postscript for this, the fellow that came back was the only one who had a problem in America. He's fine now, right?
Yes, this is a gentleman, and this is why this became front page news last week. We confirmed from the CDC the first case of MERS. This is this virus, Middle East respiratory virus. It's very similar to the severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, which killed around 800 people worldwide after emerging in China in 2002. This MERS, it can cause coughing, fever, and pneumonia, and there's no vaccine or antiviral treatment against it, and the first human cases were confirmed in September 2012. They had all been in the Middle East, and this was the first case that came to America. This was actually a healthcare worker from Saudi Arabia visiting his parents in America, ended up in a community hospital in Indiana. The gentleman was discharged this past Friday in good health. So far, no one else in the hospital has had this virus diagnosed, but the healthcare workers that took care of this patient are being kept at home in isolation, and they'll be followed up after the incubation period is completed. It's not yet sure, but we think after 2 weeks, if you haven't gotten it and you're exposed, that you should be okay.
Right. All right, so that's the final word on that. 888-553-7536. You mentioned a few minutes ago when we were talking about heart disease and aspirins and that sort of thing, the impact of physical inactivity or in the case of people who are aging somewhat, especially women, according to the research done this week, how physical inactivity affects you so negatively as you get older.
This is a story this week in the British Journal of Sports Medicine about why you just can't go away and forget about all this information, because it just changes. It's amazing how our outlook to all this just is changed and updated, because certain risk factors such as excess weight, smoking, and high blood pressure, they're all known to increase lifetime risk of developing heart disease in women. But now this research that was just published suggests that from age 30, physical inactivity has the biggest impact on this risk in women, which is, they in this study report, worse than smoking, diabetes, and cholesterol, which is really an amazing finding. More than any other risk factor, low physical activity levels is to blame in this study.
All right. So a word to the wise, as they say, is sufficient. Get out there. There are a lot of women. It's interesting because with both men and women, there are now the haves and have-nots. More and more women of all ages are working out, building up their musculature, trying to be physically active, doing triathlons, weightlifting, kickboxing, you name it, those sorts of things.
Talk to your doctor if you haven't been in an exercise program before you start.
Yeah, but be inspired also by the number of people, both men and women, who are deciding to leave this problem behind and do something about it, because you have to have the motivation yourself to fix the problem. 51 after the hour.
Thank you. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Action here. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos explaining why you might want to call to get some advice from him based on what he knows.
Everyone I know has an unanswered medical question. You have a sign or a symptom of something. You've been to the doctor and everyone's puzzled what's going on, or you've been recommended some sort of treatment or some sort of diagnostic procedure. You're looking for alternative, gentler, simpler, kinder ways to proceed. You know, I've been in this field over 30 years, and I would love to help you with all of my experience get to the next step. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. It's about yourself, your kids, the spouse, friends, your parents, grandparents. Maybe you're going to mom's and you're worried about her. You want to put a smile on her face. I'd love to help you with her problem. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States. No paperwork. Hopefully we'll get you on the air quickly. Again, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
One of the things that Ken has been doing, by the way, my voice seems a little weak because apparently when they stick that tube down your throat,
yeah,
it sort of dishevels things a little bit. I noticed my voice was a little scratchy.
It'll come back, yesterday. But there is a little bit of soreness.
Yeah, there is. And Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has some soreness in his throat. We'll talk about that and what his flu symptoms are so we can give you a general heads up because it's still, even though late in the season for the flu, you can still get it. 888-553-7536. So Dr. Ken has been telling you about Genucell, made from stem cell technology for quite a while now as a treatment for bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, that sort of thing. So what really makes this? People ask, you know, how do we know this is safe? And you investigate these things before you talk about it, so you know it's safe.
If you hear me advocate for it, that means it's safe and effective. As Doug always says, I do the research. Mother's Day is this weekend, and the best gift you can give yourself is a beautiful younger face without nasty bags or puffiness under the eyes. Call and get Genucell now. Genucell is an all-natural treatment with plant stem cell technology to rid your beautiful face of unsightly bags and puffiness. Yes, even the ones you've had for years. Lois from Smithtown, New York writes, I love it, and use it every every day, I would say the change is remarkable. Call now and receive the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream as a free gift with your order. But it gets better. For a limited time, you'll also receive the brand new Deep Firming Serum, enhanced with stem cell technology for unbelievably healthy, soft and silky smooth skin as a second free gift just for trying Genucel today. That's two free luxury gifts instead of one, and this week, express shipping is also free.
Free. Yes, free. 800-822-6145 is how you connect to get Genucel. 800-822-6145. And as Ken said, you get a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment if you mention his name. Get rid of the bags and the puffiness. Don't wait. Call 800-822-6145. Combat those wrinkles and facial lines. No Botox, no surgery, just Genucel. 800-822-6145. I don't want to get involved in a lengthy conversation before we have to break for the news and the local stations doing the thing at the top of the hour. I do want to, in the next hour, I think we'll see if we can help you with a couple of beers and what that might do for you, especially for women. Yeah, they're good things. And the special key, there's a molecule that's released by a certain substance that may be the key to weight loss as we talk about all that sort of thing. It's sort of the follow-up to the discussion of physical inactivity. Exercise guidelines, people who follow it still gaining weight, according to a study this weekend.
Exactly. As we all get older, I get this question absolutely once a week. I'm doing everything the doctor says, or watching the diet, doing the exercise, and I still can't lose weight. And this may help answer that question. This is out of the journal, the British Journal of Sports Medicine. For people who want to avoid packing on extra pounds, Doug, going above and beyond commonly cited exercise guidelines may be needed. The current recommendations of 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 60 minutes of vigorous exercise per week might not be sufficient to prevent long-term weight gain. More is needed. How much more remains an open question for more study and individualized. And again, if you have not been in an exercise program or if you want to just rev it up and not talk to your doctors about it, and also remember, very important to add to your aerobic exercise program is weight lifting 2 to 3 days a week on alternative days.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.